Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Ambassador with my colleague Jonathan Schenzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, looking chiefly at Hamas and the conflict along the Egyptian border. We now go to another border. This is the north with Lebanon and Syria. And the Hezbollah latest harassing fire reported from Lebanon claims responsibility for a drone attack that targeted northern Israel. The Iran-backed group says its attack targeted, quote, enemy officers and soldiers around Yifta. The Israeli military earlier said its air defenses intercepted one target at Yifta. Jonathan, the way the North has been characterized to me is that this is the most intense and sustained fire from Hezbollah ever without the Israelis responding in some major fashion. Yes, they have pinpoint strikes. Yes, they talk about, I think the number is more than 300 Hezbollah commanders and leaders in their elite group, either slain or wounded. And yet we know there are hundreds of thousands bragging points in Lebanon, in Bekaa. We know that there's a living room, the dining room, the rocket room all through the land. And we also know that Hezbollah is a direct subordinate of Iran, whereas Hamas is edging towards being a surrogate and not a direct subordinate. So the last time we talked, you gave 50-50 odds. This is from IDF circles in Israel. Has that number moved in the last week now that Hamas looks to be nearly solved at the Gaza, at the border?
Well, first, I should say, I don't know if Gaza is going to be solved, if Hamas is going to be solved. But I do think that this week has been an eventful one, without question, on the northern border. Hezbollah fired an estimated 100 rockets at Israel. That is the largest salvo that we've seen since Hezbollah started attacking Israel on October 8th. Got to remember, Hezbollah began this really unprovoked, just started attacking Israel, you know, one day after the 10/7 attack. And it became very clear to the Israelis that this was going to be a multi-front war to some extent or another. And that is exactly how this has played out. There have been more than 3,000 different attacks the last 7 months. We have seen roughly 100,000 Israelis leave their homes in the northern communities. I think roughly the same in the south of Lebanon. It's a war zone. And now after the rockets that were fired, almost all of them intercepted. And then on top of that, we have a suicide drone attack that killed two Israeli officers recently, just in the last couple of days. We see the tensions just ratcheting up to new levels. And I do think that if Israel is satisfied enough with whatever they're able to do in Gaza, they may try to turn north. The real question, though, is, and this all comes amidst announcements made by, well, or revelations made by a handful of journalists, that the United States is halting some of its weapon shipments to Israel. And so the question really is whether the Israelis can handle the battles that they would like to fight, both in Gaza and in Lebanon, without that ammo coming in from the United States. You have to remember, the Israelis have aligned themselves entirely with the U.S. The alliance between Israel and the U.S. has never been in question as far as the Israelis are concerned. But right now, we're seeing signals that the White House may not be supportive of Israel's defensive war against the Iranian axis. And this is a very uncomfortable moment, I think, informed largely by American politics and perhaps by some of the campus chaos that we're watching right now. The president is trying, I mean, really against all odds, he's trying to prevent the escalation of a regional conflict between Israel and Iran during an election season. But it appears what he's doing is he's taking or he's using the most leverage, the most pressure that he has. It's not against Iran. It's not against Hamas. It's not against Hezbollah. He's using it against his ally in Israel. And this is not going unnoticed by the Israelis. And it is certainly, I think, starting to raise some questions about how this alliance will be structured. I don't think Israel has anywhere else to go other than the United States, but the structure of this alliance is certainly starting to raise some questions.
You mentioned the campuses, the 19 and 20-year-olds. Last week, however, you mentioned, this is a fancy word, provocateurs. Is there any more on that, Jonathan? Can we say substantively there's a network at work?
We can see that there are individuals associated with a nonprofit. It's called American Muslims for Palestine. They have now been spotted in places like San Diego State University, University of Pennsylvania, George Washington University, and Columbia. We've seen them there. And we know that this network, this nonprofit, they have created and cultivated the student group known as Students for Justice in Palestine. Students for Justice in Palestine is now present on somewhere around 200 or 220 campuses, according to the different reports that I've read. Not all of them receive the same kind of help or money or assistance or guidance from these individuals, but we see them there. And I think it just raises a lot of questions about how involved these professional organizers are on the campuses where we're seeing the unrest spreading across the United States.
And finally, Jonathan, Holocaust Memorial Day and March of the Living, it occurs to me, those of us who've had that lesson, that it needs to be extended to the younger generation. I didn't realize that was missing, but it is. We have 30 seconds. Do you agree, Jonathan? Can it be done?
It needs to be done, and I think that just understanding where the Israelis are on this, that they believe that they are still fighting a war for their very survival, that the lessons of the Holocaust are still with them today. And it's important for us to understand why the Israelis think this. They continue to face enemies that wish to annihilate them.
Jonathan Schanzer, Vice President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.